Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our Holy Gospel lesson from John chapter 15 today, we read these words. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. This is our text. Please be seated. When I travel on a plane, I'm completely dependent. Dependent on the expertise of the pilot, I rely on those who design the airports and the runways, the computers, the navigational equipment. I'm dependent on the skills of all those who manufacture and service planes. Or if I simply stay home and drink a glass of water, I depend on the plumbers, upon the chemists who make sure our water is clean, on the giant technical and political system that defines the water catchment areas and designates dams and gets tolerable drinking water into the taps of every home of our cities and towns. When I switch on a light, I rely on how the know-how of contractors, technicians, legislators, inspectors, and a variety of specialists. When you think about it, we are dependent on many people. We trust them to do their job so that we can live safe and happy lives. When we go out to eat, we trust that the chef is providing good, fresh food. And we know there are times when this does not happen and people become terribly sick. That is a modern parable of what Jesus is telling us in the reading from John's Gospel today. In another version, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. You don't have to know too much about gardening and plants to realize that a tree, a shrub, or any plant, as far as that goes, depends on the trunk and the root system to be happy and healthy. There was a man once a gardener who planted cucumbers in his backyard. He had made sure that the ground was well prepared. He bought the best cucumber seedlings and set to work with the skill of a man who had planted cucumbers over many seasons. But to his delight, he soon had cucumber vines all running all across his backyard. The plants were green and healthy, till one day, he noticed that some of the leaves didn't look so green anymore. Not as green as the others. Not many days later, some of those leaves were as good as dead. He followed the vines with the dead leaves until he got back to the main plant. And there at the base of the main stem, he noticed that some kind of grub had almost eaten through the stem. The cucumber plant was dependent on the main stem for water and nourishment. Life-giving juices that flow from the main stem to the branches and enable high-quality, delicious fruit to appear. It's not possible to produce fruit without being connected to the stem. Even though the man had cultivated the ground carefully and watered it daily, the cucumber vines were unable to receive that goodness, so they withered and died. In a similar manner, as Christians, we need our true vine. We need our true vine, Jesus, who says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He's talking about the very special relationships that exist between him and us. We are dependent on him for everything we need in daily life, from food, health, family, and good friends, to love, forgiveness, hope, comfort, and eternal life. Apart from him, we would be like the cucumber vine with its wilting leaves. Without being joined to the main stem, we too will die. Jesus said, if you stay joined to me, I stay joined to you, then you will produce lots of fruit. But you can't do anything without me. we were joined to Jesus at our baptism. You might say that when the water of baptism was poured on us, we were grafted into the vine Jesus. We were intimately connected to him and received from him all that we need to sustain our lives. We're connected to him when we come to worship, when we hear his word. It doesn't matter how much we think we know about the Bible or how many times we've read it. We need the life-giving nourishment that God's word offers. And as we read it and study it, God's word offers us strength to face new situations day by day, week by week. We are drawn to Jesus when we receive his body and blood in the Holy Communion. We are refreshed and freed from the guilt of our sins. This is my body. This is my blood for you, for the forgiveness of sins. Our faith is strengthened as we're nourished through God's word and sacraments. Now, it's true that if we don't eat and drink every day, we would become sick and maybe even die. Likewise, as branches of the true vine, we are kept healthy and alive because we are connected to the true source of life. The translators of the New Testament have used various words to describe the connection. Whether we talk about abiding, remaining, being joined, one thing is clear: it's being connected to Christ. Connection to Christ is crucial. It's the only way to a complete life. Now, there are those who say there is only one heaven with many different roads that get there. Whether it's Buddha, Mohammed, Jesus, or the latest guru, it doesn't matter. They all point to the same place. It's okay to follow any of them. But that's not what Jesus is saying in the Gospel of John, is it? He says, I am the way. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. Without him, no one can get to the Father. And he is the only vine from which the branches are nourished. Without the crucified and risen Jesus, the branches wither and die, and Jesus puts it so vividly, those who do not remain in me are thrown out like a branch and dried up, and such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire where they are burned. When we plant a cucumber patch, we expect a crop of cucumbers. From a grapevine, we expect a crop of juicy grapes. Likewise with us. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, and from the branches, Jesus says he expects to find lots of fruit. To be joined to Christ, to be a branch that is grafted into the vine, means to bear fruit. The kind of fruit that should be evident in our lives, Paul lists in Galatians chapter 5, is the fruit of the Spirit. Remember? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. And this fruit that we bear shows itself in very practical ways. If you are joined to Christ, you cannot look the other way when someone is in need. If you are joined to Christ, you don't cross the street to avoid the person with whom you've had a disagreement. As a branch attached to Christ, we don't hold back forgiveness instead of adding fuel to disharmony. It means showing love and patience to those whom you think don't deserve it. In other words, Jesus being joined to Jesus has practical implications for the way we live our everyday lives. A nice picture of vine and branches and fruit is not some theoretical thing. It isn't a matter of having a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling about being closely connected to Jesus. It isn't something we nod our heads in agreement with here in church and then forget about it until next Sunday. Bearing fruit isn't an optional extra. Showing love, care, forgiveness, commitment to Jesus' church, eagerness to worship, to hear God's word, is a natural part of being a branch connected to Christ the vine. But to have a good crop of grapes, it's necessary for the farmer to prune the vines. If you've ever been to Napa Valley or other wine-growing regions, and you've watched someone pruning the vineyards, it's amazing how many branches are cut. All of those little suckers, all of those extra leaves are cut so that the fruit bearing will be greater. If the farmer doesn't prune the vine and get rid of all the useless branches, the vine will look lovely and leafy, but the quality of the fruit will be poor, if there's any fruit at all. Jesus is saying that all the useless foliage in our lives needs to be pruned, needs to be cut away. We may think this foliage makes us look attractive, especially to the world, but will not help in any way to bear fruit that will bring glory to God. Remember Jesus' words, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." It might be acceptable to others in business that greed and selfishness and disregard for the feelings of others or the needs of others might be the way to get ahead, but it must be pruned away to allow the fruit of generosity, kindness, and humility to grow. It might be acceptable to others to indulge in sex outside of marriage, to run people down behind their backs, to participate in some other harmful act that endangers our health and leads others astray. But that must be pruned away if we're to show the fruit of care and understanding and self-control. You might think it's okay to be unkind, grumpy, intolerant of your spouse or your children or other members of your family. But these must be pruned away if you are to grow the fruit of love, peace, and patience. To bear the kind of fruit that Jesus is looking for means to prune away all this foliage so that the Holy Spirit can cause real fruit to grow. Fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, and so on. And none of this is easy. Our sinful nature prefers to be selfish and greedy. We find it easier to ignore people than to help them. It is much easier to be hurtful and critical than to encourage and comfort someone. We can't do this kind of pruning by ourselves. We need our heavenly gardener to give us the strength and the will to want to change. We need the Holy Spirit to help us cut out the dead wood of sin and to grow beautiful fruit. That's why it is ever so important that we are connected to the vine. From the vine, Jesus, we receive nourishment, the nourishment we need to live as his disciples. We receive the forgiveness that we need for our failures. We grow in our understanding of what it means to be a baptized person every day of our lives. We're still in the Easter season. He is risen. Because the vine lives, the branches live. The vine daily gives food and nourishment to the branches so that they can produce a lot of fruit. Likewise, the life of Christ flows to us through his word and sacraments. As Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him will bear much fruit." The fruit of faith and good deeds. May this life-giving sap of Christ's love make us all fruit-bearing branches. In his name. Amen. The peace of God that passes all our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.